Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into I've Been Thinking by Maria Shriver, a heartfelt compilation designed to inspire and guide you through the complexities of daily life. Released in 2018, this book serves as a cherished companion, offering an array of thoughts, quotes, and prayers that resonate with a wide audience. Whether you are navigating the highs and lows of life, seeking spiritual guidance, or simply in need of a moment of reflection, Shriver's reflection offers a beacon of hope and understanding. Maria Shriver, the distinguished author behind this compilation, boasts a diverse background as a news anchor, journalist, author, and activist. Notably recognized as the niece of John F. Kennedy and the former First Lady of California, alongside her ex-husband Arnold Schwarzenegger, Shriver brings a rich tapestry of experiences to her writing. Her commitment to exploring the depths of faith, grief, and spirituality is evident in her work, further enriched by her role as the founder of the Women's Alzheimer's Movement. I've Been Thinking is particularly suited for a broad spectrum of readers, including workaholics and busybodies in search of a moment of solace, non-believers on the path to spiritual discovery, and individuals wrestling with their faith or coping with grief and loss. Through Shriver's insightful and compassionate lens, readers are invited to embark on a journey toward charting their own path to a meaningful life, making this book a timeless resource for self-discovery and introspection. Join us as we explore the nurturing wisdom of Maria Shriver and discover how I've Been Thinking can illuminate your path to personal fulfillment. I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, and Meditations for a Meaningful Life. Introduction: Unlock the Secrets to a Meaningful Life Through Reflection, Meditation, and Prayer. Have you ever paused to consider who you really are, why you're here, and what your purpose is in this vast tapestry of existence? If you find yourself without answers, or if your answers evolve over time, that's perfectly normal. In fact, revisiting these profound questions is a crucial step in staying aligned with your journey through life. In an age where our days are filled with relentless tasks, worries, and conflicts, it's all too easy to lose sight of the bigger picture and the elements of life that truly matter. Maria Shriver, through her enlightening digital newsletter, The Sunday Paper, has become a beacon for those looking to pause, take a step back, and reflect on their lives with the aim of fostering a deeper understanding and appreciation of their existence. This narrative invites you on a transformative journey to explore what it means to lead a life filled with purpose, connectivity, and fulfillment. Dive into the exploration of the profound effects of gratitude, the intricate values of familial bonds, and the essential process of grieving. Each of these elements serves as a puzzle piece in the complex quest for a meaningful life. Through the journey of introspection, meditation, and prayer, you'll unearth personal truths and capacities for growth that lie within, waiting to be discovered and nurtured. By embracing the art of giving thanks, you'll uncover the power of gratitude in elevating your spirit and fostering a sense of contentment and peace. The exploration of family will invite you to understand and cherish the profound impact of your closest relationships, recognizing them as both a source of comfort and a beacon of strength. Lastly, confronting and embracing grief will guide you through the process of healing, allowing you to emerge more resilient and in tune with the flows of life. This exploration is more than a simple guide. It's an invitation to embark on a deeply personal journey towards self-discovery, alignment, and a more meaningful, enriched existence. Through reflection, meditation, and prayer, you are encouraged to embrace a life that resonates with your deepest values and aspirations, paving the way for a future filled with fulfillment and joy. Part 1: The Power of a Pause, Navigating Life's Imperfections with Reflection. In a world where the curated perfection of social media reigns supreme, it's easy to fall into the trap of believing that flawlessness is the norm. However, the truth behind the filters is much more complex, Our lives are a rich tapestry of highs and lows, of unexpected turns and poignant moments. The real challenge lies not in the imperfections of life, but in our reactions to them. We often find ourselves wrestling with feelings of anger, sadness, and frustration, all stemming from unmet expectations of a perfect existence. But as Maya Angelou, the legendary writer and civil rights activist, wisely put forth, if you can't change it, change the way you think about it. This perspective brings us to a crucial revelation. The significance of taking a moment to pause and reflect cannot be overstated, especially when it comes to reevaluating and possibly changing our life's trajectory. Embracing a new mindset towards the ebbs and flows of life allows us to alter our reactions, guiding us towards embodying the most empathetic, thoughtful, and kind versions of ourselves. However, such transformation demands time, a commodity that seems increasingly scarce in our bustling lives. Yet, it's precisely this investment of time into ourselves that yields the most significant returns. Making a conscious effort to carve out moments of uninterrupted solitude where reflection and presence can flourish becomes a transformative practice. In these pauses for reflection, life's frenetic pace slows, and its true nature comes into sharper focus. That difficult day at work is seen in a new light, revealing colleagues who offer respect and admiration. The temptation to spread hearsay fades, replaced by the choice to rise above. And in the heat of anger, a moment of pause may unveil underlying sorrow, demanding attention and care. So, when life's imperfections challenge you, when decisions loom large and uncertainties swirl, remember the power of taking a pause. Consider the values, purposes, and missions that define your path. Reflect on past moments when your inner strength shone brightly. Acknowledge that it's not the events of life that shape you, but your responses to them. And in that space of reflection, choose to move forward towards the person you aspire to be. Part 2: Finding Serenity, the Role of Prayer, Meditation, and Gratitude in Cultivating Inner Peace. Maria Shriver's upbringing in a devout Catholic family instilled in her the discipline of a regular prayer routine, a practice not just recommended, but required. While time has broadened her spiritual horizons beyond Catholic dogma, her dedication to prayer remains unwavering. The essence of this story is clear. Adopting practices such as prayer, meditation, and gratitude can serve as powerful tools in nurturing a sense of inner peace. Prayer transcends the act of faith, evolving into a profound means of connecting with one's deepest thoughts and feelings. In her moments of prayer, Maria seeks not only divine assistance, hope, and forgiveness, but also extends her wishes for health, happiness, and prosperity to those around her. This ritual becomes a space for acknowledging blessings, accepting imperfections, and setting intentions for what lies ahead. Moreover, prayer can play a pivotal role in navigating life's decisions. The Jesuits' Process of Discernment exemplifies a structured approach to prayer aimed at facilitating thoughtful choices. This method encompasses steps like pinpointing the issue at hand, tuning into one's emotional response, and praying for openness and liberation. For those standing at life's crossroads, exploring this prayerful method could offer a new perspective. The beauty of prayer is its accessibility to all, irrespective of religious affiliation. Maria uses the term God to signify something greater than herself, highlighting the inclusive nature of prayer. If prayer doesn't resonate with you, there's a myriad of other practices that encourage self-reflection and tranquility. The benefits of meditation and expressing gratitude are widely acknowledged, with evidence linking these habits to increased calmness, happiness, and optimism. Imagine starting each day by noting down three aspects of your life you're thankful for, or winding down with a brief meditation session to shed the day's stresses. Regular engagement in prayer, meditation, or gratitude can not only make these practices more intuitive, but also fortify your sense of peace. This inner sanctuary becomes a haven during life's tumultuous moments, an ever-present source of stability and clarity. Furthermore, the calmness and perspective gained from these practices can positively impact your interactions, workplace, and the broader community. By cultivating peace within, you contribute to creating a more harmonious world, beginning with your own heart. Part 3: Embracing the Leadership of Motherhood for a Kinder Society. All too often, the role of motherhood is relegated to the background, mentioned almost as an afterthought or with a hint of apology, as if it pales in comparison to other achievements. Yet guiding the next generation into becoming thoughtful, compassionate individuals stands as one of life's most monumental tasks. At the heart of it, motherhood embodies leadership skills that, if more widely adopted, could profoundly benefit society at large. Maria Shriver, influenced by her mother's unwavering belief in the strength and value of feminine traits, has always championed the idea that qualities like kindness and empathy are, in fact, formidable strengths. Reflecting this belief, as the First Lady of California, she orchestrated what became the nation's grandest assembly of women, engaging over 30,000 participants in a dialogue about their diverse experiences and the power of womanhood. Motherhood, with its deep roots in nurturing and compassion, epitomizes what many would designate as the halo of feminine virtues. Yet, it's critical to recognize that being a mother is a multifaceted leadership role, requiring an immense reservoir of patience, resilience, and thoughtful consideration. Mothers are tasked not only with the physical care of their children, but also with shaping their moral compass, fueling their ambitions, soothing their fears, and guiding them toward their fullest potential. In this light, a capable mother mirrors a visionary leader, capable of recognizing and fostering the unique qualities within each child, building a cohesive and supportive family unit that thrives on mutual respect and shared values. The implications for broader societal leadership are clear. What if the nurturing, compassionate approach characteristic of motherhood were integrated more fully into all areas of life, be it business, politics, or community engagement? Noteworthy figures like Pope Francis and French President Emmanuel Macron have, in their ways, signaled a shift towards leadership that echoes maternal benevolence. Pope Francis's call for a culture of care and Macron's governance from a place of love both underscore a broader recognition of the transformative power of nurturing values in reshaping societal norms. The aspiration for a societal embrace of more motherly care and compassion is not limited to women. If men were encouraged to cultivate these nurturing attributes, the ripple effects could foster a more inclusive, empathetic, and unified community. Imagine a world where the principles of motherhood, unconditional love, relentless support, and compassionate leadership are the bedrock of societal values. Such a shift, inspired by the essence of maternal care, could hold the key to bridging divides and healing wounds in these tumultuous times, presenting a vision of a kinder, more harmonious society. Part 4: Expanding the Circle of Care Beyond Traditional Bounds. In the transition to an empty nest, Maria faced the chilling prospect of solitude. It's a moment many dread, the quiet emptiness that follows when children embark on their own journeys. Yet, Maria's response to this situation unveiled a profound truth. Motherly affection and care need not be confined to one's immediate family. In fact, her realization highlighted a broader, more inclusive definition of family that encompasses friends, neighbors, colleagues, and even distant relatives. It's about the connections we choose to nurture and the community we decide to build around us. The guiding principle here is straightforward, yet impactful. Care for your family, friends, and community. In embracing this expanded sense of family, Maria initiated a heartfelt tradition, the Sunday dinner. Every week, she gathered a diverse group of people at her table, creating a space for laughter, shared meals, and storytelling. This simple yet powerful act served as a vivid demonstration of her care and concern for those in her widened circle. Offering care, especially during challenging times, is not without its hurdles. However, it's a skill that can be cultivated with intention and perseverance. significantly benefiting those around you and strengthening the fabric of your communities. The art of listening stands at the forefront of showing care. Across the diverse spectrums of age, background, politics, or faith, the universal craving for understanding and connection unites us. When we choose to listen, truly listen, with intention and empathy, we honor that shared human need, providing a gift of immeasurable value. Next time you find yourself in the role of a listener, strive to immerse yourself fully in the other person's world. By practicing empathy, you not only lighten their burden, but also invite a reciprocal understanding. In this endeavor, forgiveness emerges as a formidable challenge, yet an essential goal. Letting go of grievances, overcoming the instinct to see oneself as a victim, and releasing negative emotions requires remarkable strength. Indeed, as Gandhi articulated, forgiveness is the hallmark of the strong. Mastering this skill promises not only personal empowerment, but also the healing of relationships. Don't overlook the power of expressing gratitude. A simple thank you, whether through words or gestures, communicates your appreciation and care. It's a practice that enriches both giver and receiver, strengthening bonds and fostering a culture of acknowledgement and respect. So, the next time an opportunity arises, take a moment to offer a genuine thank you. Whether it's for a birthday gift or an act of kindness, these two words carry immense weight. By broadening the scope of our care to include not only our immediate family, but our extended community, we cultivate a richer, more supportive network. Through listening, empathy, forgiveness, and gratitude, we can forge stronger connections and contribute to a more compassionate world. Part 5. Embracing grief, understanding its depth and individuality. Life brings with it inevitable separations and losses. From the departure of grown children to the end of cherished relationships or careers. Such experiences introduce us to grief, a profound emotional journey that, despite its universality, is deeply personal and uniquely experienced by each individual. The essence of navigating grief is to recognize it as a lengthy and deeply individual process. This journey through grief is as varied as the individuals who endure it, unfolding in distinct ways and timelines. Despite societal discomfort with discussions of grief, embracing and experiencing it in our own manner isn't just acceptable, it's vital for emotional health. Maria Shriver's own encounter with grief following her mother's death illuminates this path. She found solace in writing What's Heaven, a book aimed at helping her children grasp the concept of loss. This endeavor, coupled with connecting with others who had also faced the loss of loved ones, brought her a sense of camaraderie in her mourning process. One of the key lessons Maria learned, and hopes to pass on, is the futility of rushing through grief or succumbing to external pressures to move on. Far from helping, such approaches typically result in buried emotions and unacknowledged pain. Instead, acknowledging grief and allowing oneself to merely survive the day can eventually lead to healing, often without a conscious effort to get over the loss. The warmth and support of loved ones become invaluable during such times, offering reminders of the enduring presence of love and kindness amidst sorrow. Leonard Cohen's poignant words, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in," underscore the concept that even in our most broken moments, there is an opening for hope and renewal. Friends and family often stand by as our faith keepers, holding on to the belief we may temporarily lose and helping us rediscover it in our own time. Grief extends beyond the realm of death, encompassing the mourning of lost relationships, missed opportunities, and unfulfilled dreams. It's perfectly natural to find oneself not okay following these losses. Hillary Clinton's metaphorical walk into the woods after her loss in the 2016 election serves as a powerful testament to the idea of grief as a journey toward self-reclamation. Emerging from such a walk might not signify immediate recovery, but often represents the first steps toward regaining composure and resolve. Grieving, therefore, is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to our capacity to love and value deeply. By acknowledging this process in all its complexity and allowing ourselves the grace to experience it authentically, we pave the way for eventual healing and growth, ready to share our stories of resilience. Part 6. Embrace change. The courage to reevaluate your beliefs. As we journey through life, encountering its myriad experiences, challenges, and milestones, we inevitably transform. Each success, each setback shapes us, ideally steering us toward becoming more understanding, compassionate, and wise. But as we evolve, we may discover that the beliefs and opinions that once defined us no longer align with who we have become. This brings us to a critical realization: the importance of not fearing the reevaluation of our beliefs. The process of questioning and potentially letting go of long-time convictions is daunting. It demands the bravery to acknowledge that perspectives we clung to as absolute might, in fact, be misguided or harmful. Heeding the advice Maria once received, "Don't hold on to stuff that prevents you from becoming who you can be," becomes a guiding principle in this journey of introspection. When life ushers you to a juncture of reflection, consider the insights gained from your experiences. Assess your beliefs through the lenses of happiness, love, and benevolence. Do they contribute to these aims, or are they relics of bygone misconceptions and ignorance? Maria herself shares how her beliefs have evolved over time. Recognizing that rest is not a sign of laziness but a cornerstone of achievement, that marriage encompasses any two individuals bound by love and commitment, that addiction transcends mere lack of willpower, and that no single ideology or political stance holds all the solutions. This period of reassessment should also encompass your habits. Events like New Year's or personal landmarks offer a prime opportunity for such reflection. Maria adopts a ritual of drafting a bury and bring list each New Year's, an exercise in introspection and intention setting. This straightforward yet profound exercise involves cataloging the mindsets and behaviors that have hindered your growth, be it self-criticism, envy, or negativity, and choosing to leave them behind. Concurrently, you identify the practices and values that have positively impacted your life: a commitment to mindfulness, quality time with loved ones, a rejuvenating break, and resolve to carry these forward. As you navigate this reflective process, revisiting the fundamental questions of identity, purpose, and calling can offer a sense of direction. Through continuous self-examination and openness to change, you craft the narrative of who you are, why you exist, and the unique impact you aim to make in the world. Embracing the fluidity of beliefs and habits, then, is not a sign of inconsistency, but a testament to growth and wisdom. It is a personal endeavor of aligning your inner world with the broader quest for meaning and fulfillment. Final summary: embarking on the path to a meaningful life is a journey of introspection and discovery, one that prompts you to deeply contemplate the essence of a fulfilling existence. Central to this exploration is the integration of practices such as meditation, prayer, and gratitude into your daily routine, tools that enable you to connect more profoundly with your inner self. These practices lay the foundation for cultivating a sense of inner peace, an invaluable ally in navigating life's complexities with grace, kindness, and compassion. The significance of nurturing the relationships within your family and broader community cannot be overstated. The care and attention we invest in these connections not only enrich our lives but also fortify us during challenging times, creating a cycle of support and love that sustains and uplifts. Through these shared bonds, we find strength, encouragement, and the resiliency to face adversities. Embrace the journey towards a life filled with purpose and meaning, allowing the principles of reflection, love, and compassion to guide your way. By doing so, you contribute to a world where inner peace and caring relationships are the cornerstones of a truly meaningful existence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.